from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right, baby. Triple sponsored. Just accumulate more.
W Sauce Silverado.
More businesses on our roster.
The W Sauce. what else? Status. Big truck. Little truck.
Truck and repair. Yeah.
Small truck.
So I was really enjoyed watching, especially third period of the Stanley Cup last night. And you think about guys, coaches, and players that have been around for a long time. They had a distinguished career, but they never could quite win a title. You think about Dan Marino. The list goes on and on.
Yeah.
Paul Maurice, head coach of the Florida Panthers. He was once the last player drafted in the NHL draft. Never played in the NHL. Wow. As a coach, though, 1,985 games, 939 wins, four different franchises. He went through a team location. Carolina fired him twice.
Wow.
And he's been around for 30 years as a coach. Finally wins a title last night.
Yeah.
What's that got to be like? What's that got to be like? A guy like him and anybody else, year after year after year, you push the, you're like Sisyphus, you're pushing the rock up the mountain only to have it roll down on the other side, and you finally get a title. Think about John Elway too, all the Super Bowls he lost, and he finally goes out a winner.
Immediately though, I start thinking about the guys who never did. You know, I think that it's obviously to be celebrated that he finally did.
Yeah,
but I keep going to John Elway. Eventually did, you know. The guys that never did, man, that's what... That's
we're talking about Jim Kelly losing four in a row. Like, what?
Dude, look, one of my favorite teammates of all time was Matt Ryan, and I think about all the time when I'm like, he deserved a Super Bowl, dude.
Yep.
That guy was the consummate pro, and this city and Matt deserved a Super Bowl together and just never able to kind of put it together and piece it in there. But I'm looking at Maurice's Wikipedia page. His playing career was 4 years for the Windsor Spitfires.
Yes. Yeah.
The Windsor CompuWare Spitfires. They had obviously a sponsor back in the mid-80s, CompuWare.
Well, how do you deal with that psychology? Do you finally just surrender the notion of an outcome? Don't worry about the outcome?
No, I think I would love to know what his mentality is, but...
Well, the pay's good.
The pay's good.
The checks ain't bouncing, so that'll sustain you.
You can look at it as kind of a, not even delayed gratification, but just sometimes good things come to you later in life.
Yeah.
And so that's...
I'm still waiting. Come on.
So he actually went over to, I guess, Russia and coached in the KHL, the Continental Hockey League.
Right.
for the Metallurg Magnitogorsk. For
really
this
like
was,
how
this
you
was,
tried to.
Yeah, Magnitogorsk. That's a lot. There's a lot of letters in there.
Yeah,
but this was 12 years ago. This is 2012, 2013.
Hey, what was he thinking? Over here in Russia, coach. You have to fly on these jets. Those Russian jets, commercial airline, are notoriously, well, risky, to say the least. Wow. It's Russian roulette whenever you hop on a plane over there.
Literally Russian roulette.
I mean, what was he thinking back then? I'll never get back to you. I'm never going to. What the hell am I doing?
He then went to the Winnipeg Jets after that, obviously, for, 7 years, and was pretty successful, but never able to get it done either. It's awesome. I hate that it takes so long, because it seems like a lot of times you just kind of cast guys like that aside and say, well, they'll never get it done. He's just a guy that can't get over the hump.
He's a good coach, but he's not going to win.
I'm going to tell you right now, the next guy on my list that I think of that has kind of been labeled with that is, first of all, Matthew Stafford was that guy.
He was.
But that's the label that's been given Kirk Cousins. Right? Kirk Cousins is a guy. Yeah, but what has he done in the playoff?
No.
What has he done? He hasn't been able to get over the hump and get those playoff wins. Eventually he will. Hopefully, that is.
People say that, and I hate when people say it. Doesn't mean he can't or won't.
Right. Right. And the last time I checked, the field is the same size in the playoffs as it is in the regular season.
Yeah.
Now, the consequences and everything else is on the line. It's a little bit different, but I'm trying to think of another coach or player that just never quite got over the hump. I'm having trouble.
It took Andy Reid forever. All the disappointments, gut-wrenching losses in the NFC Championship finally goes to Kansas City and wins multiples. You just got to just stick with it. But if you love what you do, it's easier to endure.
It would be interesting.
And if people
to
keep giving you opportunities, you know.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to do a top five list one day of coaches or players that never won that should have. Because I think I'd – let's see. I've
Marty Schottenheimer.
Schottenheimer, good one. I mean, there. You can go on down the list of some of these NFL coaches. And the NFL is such a different animal. I know Tiffany knows this firsthand. Is a lot of good coaches just come and go, because it's all – you have to catch fire at the right time. And you have to have success at the right time. And you eventually, even guys, I mean, Peterson's a good example. Even if you win a Super Bowl, it's like 2 years later, what have you done for me lately? You might be out the door now.
Andy Reid, great example. 4 years.
Think about Snit. Think about
4 years.
Snit's been in the Braves organization since 1977. Finally gets a chance to be a manager, and he wins his World Series.
That was minus 10
years old. What was he thinking? Well, I'm third base coach for a while. I go down and coach minor league guys, and finally just enduring and doing your job, and hopefully one day something happens good.
It's awesome to talk about, too, with a guy like Smith, who knows a good dude. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's not like some brash personality. And I think he gets that, and we've talked about it before on the show. It's kind of the ho-hum attitude of, gee, golly, gosh, you know, we're just not good
now.
And I think when the Braves aren't playing well, that his passive attitude kind of irritates a lot of people. But
you don't know if he's passive behind the scenes.
You don't. You don't.
There could be a little bit more.
You do. I think at this point with the Braves, not to go off on a side tangent, you wonder where the leadership comes from in the clubhouse a lot of times, without the Strider and Acuna's of the world and Snicker being the way he is. But a lot of coaches, man, I respect the fact that they just don't change who they are.
Yeah.
You know, hey, look, I am what I am. Either I'm going to win a title or
not. It served me
not,
well. I've been in this organization for 50 years. Clearly, I'm doing something right.
Right. When you have a guy, like, to your point about Maurice, who has been able to do so many good things, and he's been an NHL head coach, you're not going to change who you are as a person.
No.
You're just going to continue to do things that you believe in. Now, maybe you pick some things up along the way, right? Maybe you learn a new way of doing an off-season program or something else, but you don't change who you are. You all of a sudden become gritty and start yelling and doing other things. You just eventually you find the right system that works and build on that with the right players.
So, you think of all the great players who never won any, didn't get to win, and they lasted. They're known as great players. They couldn't break through. There's just a lot of stories like that. That's why it's gratifying to see a guy like Paul Maurice finally win something after toiling in Russia too a few years.
And to have it be that organization's first.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, that's pretty special.
Can you think how much of a frog in his throat he would have had if they would have let that series go after being up so good?
That's 28-3 stuff right there, brother.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. And you know what? It just, you threw me off track when you even say that. It gets me sick to my stomach.
I know.
But nonetheless, man, I think of Texas A&M losing last night, and the first question the guy gets in the presser afterwards is, hey, are you going to Texas? And it's just like, dude, that's just, like, why do we have to do this?
What answer
And he said, he just said, that's a selfish question. That's very selfish of you to ask me that in this setting. And I love the way he worded that. It wasn't disrespectful for him to say that to the reporter or whoever's asking the question.
It was, but sometimes you got to ask that question.
But not in that moment. Do it at the presser that comes up.
I don't think you got to ask
a few days later.
No, man, ask it. Yeah, ask it.
No,
just do it.
No, I don't think you have to.
You're going to get fired tomorrow, you think? Huh?
Because
ask it.
And this is, and you know this better than anybody. The first thing that comes up is he's just consoled those kids in the locker room that gave him everything they had the entire season. And now they've got the first headline afterwards is, is he going to Texas? You know, that's just that's
tough for them. Texas State was steamrolling through the playoffs.
They
did not lose until the World Series.
You know, it still blows my mind that we're going to start talking about Texas being the SEC. It still blows my mind. You're talking about an all SEC final and all the SEC teams in the World Series and the ACC teams, and you're like, well, guess that's if he goes to Texas, maybe be in the same boat. But it stinks to even think about it at that point. But kudos to him for his answer, nonetheless, and kudos to all those coaches who never changed who they were along the way, man.
I just love to see guys that just the endurance, they stick it out, and they finally break through.
Get it done.
I mean, isn't that the story that we hope to be talking about Raheem Morris? Guy who got a job at an early age and didn't change who he was and, you know, made some changes and learned some things along the way and finds himself right back in the saddle, and hopefully
Paul Maurice is a symbol for many, many others.
Yeah, he is.
He really is, man.
He really is.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer in your home today and start packing. On the other side, we have CJ Nikowski joining us here on the morning shift. We will break down the Braves. Stay with us here on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.